We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions and news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, happy viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorbird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels, live streaming, and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica, Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa, 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Viami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de El Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Shore, Channel 27 on Shore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiriquay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on Sietset. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Sa Tenger Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Slink Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dahan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Tha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Otul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company in Sanshen City in Dorongkob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. And in Mandalhob City, Channel 12 on Horo Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TP Television. in Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom, in Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, and Channel 95 on Yongjiala Cable TV and Global View Cable TV, in Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV, in Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV, in Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV, in Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV, in Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Kuoshen Cable TV, and in Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV, in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company, in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Chialian Cable TV, and Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Germany donates 9.5 million euros to Nepal for solar heating and peace endeavors. In ecology news, organic farming flourishes in India. In animal news, experts report that love exists between different species. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 23rd, is the National Day of Pakistan, commemorating the Lahore Resolution passed in 1940, which preceded Pakistan's independence in 1947. Adjacent to the Arabian Sea, with India to the east and Afghanistan to the west, Pakistan is home to the ancient site of Mohenjo-Daro. This city was the largest of the Indus civilization and is among the country's six United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites. Another is the Fort and Shalimar Gardens in Lahore. Described as masterpieces from the Mughal civilization, they contain beautifully decorated marble mosques and palaces, as well as grand gardens, ornamental ponds, and more. Pakistan's heritage is also reflected in its well-known artists, including prominent painter Abdur Rahman Chagatai, leading short story writer Sadat Hasan Lantu, and distinguished poet Fez Ahmed Fez. May the fine people of Pakistan enjoy a splendid National Day.
Fly-in news. Volcano erupts in South Iceland. Following several weeks of localized earthquakes, a dormant volcano near the Eyjafjallajökull Glacier in southern Iceland has erupted for the first time in 189 years just before midnight on Saturday, March 20th, sending lava 100 meters high and leaving a 1-kilometer-long fissure on a slope.
A state of emergency was declared, and the risk of flooding from melting glacial ice caused officials to evacuate 600 people from the area, with delayed flights and roads that were closed. On Sunday, more earthquakes were noted in the region of the eruption, and on Monday morning, increased volcanic activity caused officials to extend the no-fly zone area. Fortunately, no injuries or damage have been reported thus far.
We are thankful for the safety of the Icelandic citizens. May potential dangers as these be minimized as humanity regards all beings on Earth with greater kindness and care.
Cyclone Yuli leaves damage along the Queensland coast. Early on Sunday, March 21st, Cyclone Yuli pummeled the northern part of the Australian state, bringing heavy rains and winds of up to 200 kilometers per hour. Along with collapsed roofs and broken windows, crops were also significantly damaged and trees felled. Officials traveled to the affected areas to assess damage as energy crews worked to restore power to some 56,000 homes. Our appreciation, Australian power crews and officials, for your swift efforts to ease the situation. May our world soon be freed of such disasters as humanity's uplifting actions help restore the stability of our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Paris Club member nations forgive Afghanistan's debt. The Paris Club, an informal group of the world's wealthiest creditor nations, has agreed to provide debt relief to Afghanistan of over $1 billion. Earlier in 2010, another $1.6 billion in debt was waived by the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and other creditor nations. In addition, the U.S. Treasury Department, which has been working with Afghanistan's financial ministers since 2002, also aided in the process of obtaining the Paris Club's debt cancellation and affirmed that this gesture would further the nation's progress toward economic stability. Heaven's blessings and our sincere thanks, Paris Club nations, World Bank, International Monetary Fund, and all other contributors for your gracious generosity. May the people of Afghanistan be blessed with ever-expanding prosperity and peace.
The motion to concur in the Senate amendment is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Landmark health care bill passes in U.S. Culminating more than a year of political discussions, the United States House of Representatives voted on Sunday, March 21st, to approve a sweeping measure that represents the biggest expansion of the nation's health care in more than four decades.
On this vote, the yeas are 220, the nays are 211. The bill is passed.
A new bill extends a guarantee of health insurance coverage to an additional 32 million Americans, with individual cost limits and rules in place to ensure that no one is denied coverage based on gender or past medical history.
Saying that health care is a right and not a privilege, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi worked to help ensure the bill's passage.
For all Americans, that is a right and not a privilege.
Meanwhile, in accordance with some legislators' wishes, President Barack Obama promised that no federal funds of the $940 billion U.S. dollar bill would go toward abortion, as he called its ultimate success a victory for the American people.
Tonight's vote is not a victory for any one party. It's a victory for them. It's a victory for the American people. And it's a victory for common sense.
Our accolades, President Obama, Madam Speaker Pelosi, and U.S. legislators for this significant provision to ensure better health throughout the nation. With heaven's grace, may the American people flourish in ever more vitality and well-being.
Report finds widespread contamination of chicken meat. The European Union Food Safety Authority has issued a statement saying that the majority of chickens sold across the continent is infected with disease-causing bacteria. Testing revealed that, on average, 76% of slaughterhouse chickens were infected with Campylobacter, while 16% were contaminated with Salmonella. Both cause food poisoning to humans, with extreme cases that can result in death. Our sincere thanks, European Food Safety Authority scientists, for your work to safeguard the public. May humans everywhere opt for plant-based food choices that provide a future free of diseases such as these.
Finding reasons and inspiration to veg. Grassroots activities throughout the International Meat Out Day weekend showed that a global veg trend is gaining momentum. From Sao Paulo, Brazil, to Toronto, Canada, to Beijing, China, and Munich, Germany, people made the pledge to be veg.
I would like to be a vegetarian, yes.
Meat Out Day presented some participants with a chance to find out why more and more people are choosing to adopt the plant-based diet.
A lot of my friends are vegans and I wanted to know why.
Some celebrities also spoke about their veg lifestyle.
Moi, j'ai toujours aimé les animaux et je n'ai jamais aimé l'idée de manger des animaux morts. On m'a fait voir des films sur l'élevage intensif, sur cette industrie où les animaux vraiment vivent dans des univers concentrationnaires, dans des conditions épouvantables. Et là, ça m'a vraiment convaincu d'arrêter de manger de la viande. Et finalement, 30 ans plus tard, c'est moi qui suis la plus en santé de tous les gens que je connais.
When I'm on stage speaking to people, they feel like, wow, there is such thing as a vegan diet. I've never heard of you. The children, they love it because they automatically know, you know, that that's the right way to go. So they accept me right away. It's more of the adults who are like, well, wait a minute now, is this true? Could this possibly happen? And yes, it did.
Also on Meat Out Day, one hospital in Phoenix, Arizona, USA, responded to the request of a vegan physician, who is also our association member, and transformed its cafeteria menu into a venue that served immunity-boosting plant-based fare. Health is a strong motivator for going meat-free, led by a growing number of medical doctors themselves.
Había un mito de que el hombre necesitaba proteínas animales para subsistir, pero ese mito, con el correr del tiempo y con los experimentos y la mejor calidad de los aparatos de medición, va desapareciendo y se va diluyendo.
High blood pressure comes back down to normal. Blood sugars and adult onset diabetics returns to normal. Sore joints go away. These fearsome diseases I was taught never go away. They actually will if you change your food stream to a plant-based diet. And the more plant-based, the better. And the ultimate plant-based diet is a vegan diet.
Added to health, compassion for our animal co-inhabitants is another value that veg individuals honor.
On doit savoir vivre avec eux, pas les tuer, les torturer, c'est pas bien.
Le soir, quand je me couche, je me dis, oh.
In light of the current climate change crisis, the environment has also risen to the top of the list for choosing a meat-free lifestyle.
给所有的生命机会，也给自己机会。 当我们吃了太多的肉, 那副作用就是危害地球。
If we would not have meat consumption, we would be able to feed the whole planet so many times over.
I think the Meat Outing Days is a very fine initiative to realize that you have to give up something for the planet to survive.
Finally, vegan fare simply tastes great.
They have been very fond of the vegan meat.
With so many great reasons, every day more people are switching to a plant-based diet.
Being vegan is probably the best thing we can do for the planet, for our health, and for the animals. And by, you know, getting involved in something greater than us, it's a huge source of happiness.
Change of lifestyle, change of diet, I'm going to be so happy.
Congratulations, all new and old veg citizens of the world. May we all make the wise, vital, and joyful decision of being vegan today.
Because we need everyone's help to save the earth, and not just me.
Soyez végé, devenez vert et sauvez la planète.
C'est végétarien,
c'est écologique.
Salve le planète.
Soyez végétalien, soyez écolo et sauvez la planète.
C'est végétarien,
c'est écologique.
Salve le planète.
This is Kenneth G. Williams saying, be veg, go green and save the planet.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat. because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission, and so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Red Cross worker freed in Darfur, Sudan. French aid worker Gauthier Lefebvre of the International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, was freed on March 18th after being detained for 5 months in Darfur. Both Mr. Lefebvre and French President Nicolas Sarkozy thanked ICRC and Sudanese officials for the negotiating efforts that aided in his release. We are relieved to hear of Mr. Lefebvre's safety and join in gratefulness to the International Committee of the Red Cross and Sudanese officials for his peaceful freedom, wishing him many celebrations of life in the loving company of family and friends.
Save our planet. Loss of Arctic ice could cost trillions. The Pew Environmental Group in the USA has released a peer-reviewed report stating that damage from rising seas, floods, and heat waves due to the loss of Arctic sea ice will cost the sectors of agriculture, real estate, and insurance up to $24 trillion U.S. dollars by 2050. The report also estimates that heat waves, flooding, and other factors are already resulting in hundreds of billions of dollars lost annually.
Report author and resource economist Dr. Eben Goodstein stated, "The Arctic is the planet's air conditioner, and it's starting to break down. Everybody around the world is going to bear these costs." During the December 2009 Copenhagen Climate Change Conference in Denmark, the Arctic Council announced new findings that the fastest way to halt the rapid melting of the Arctic is to reduce shorter-lived substances like methane, ground-level ozone, and black carbon, and that the best way to ease ground-level ozone, the third most prevalent greenhouse gas, is to decrease methane.
If there is one positive message from this report, is that doing something about that is, if not easy, it's manageable. So while we wait for the results of curbing CO2 emissions, we need to address the issue of methane, ozone, black carbon swiftly.
With livestock accounting for 36% of human-caused methane, it is clear that decreasing animal agriculture is the fastest way to cool the planet and avoid catastrophe. The Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency has also calculated that global adoption of a vegan diet would reduce the costs of mitigating climate change a full 80% by 2050.
We appreciate this sobering report, Pew Environmental Group scientists. Let us all step toward the most rapid way to reduce costs and cool the earth, the life-saving, plant-based fare.
In a September 2009 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Ching Hai highlighted, as she has on previous occasions, the need for quick action to restore Arctic ice and the planet as a whole.
They call the Arctic ice the refrigerator of the planet, and without it, there will be more droughts and floods in other, even faraway parts of the world. The world's leading climate scientists told us in television interviews that being vegetarian, meaning no animal product, is the single most effective thing an individual can do to stop global warming. Meat is the number one cause of global warming. So the number one solution is to stop producing it. So we all have to be vegan. That is what the science is clearly telling us right now. If the world's people become vegan, one of the results is that the ice in the Arctic will be restored, and quickly, along with the repairing of nature in every corner of the planet. Isn't that wonderful? This is the truth that I could promise you. But we all must act fast, like yesterday.
Save Our Planet, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon reports that 110 countries who jointly represent 80% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions have expressed support for the Copenhagen Accord, increasing the likelihood that an agreement will be signed in 2010.
Save Our Planet, US-based internet company Google, adds biking routes to its online Google Maps application to help cyclists stay safe while conserving energy through this green activity.
Save Our Planet. To meet the goal of a 25% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2020, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev instructs the implementation of a national climate doctrine to help in halting climate change.
Save Our Planet. Saudi Arabia announces plans for her first ever participation in the annual Lights Out Earth Hour activity on March 27, joining some 113 other countries that have also signed on for the event.
Both following a plant-based diet.
Here's a tip today on taking journeys with your animal companion.
Always be sure to have a traveling kit. It may include yummy vegan snacks, a bowl, and grooming materials.
You could also add biodegradable doggy bags and first aid supplies.
Oh, and remember to pack a favorite toy or pillow.
Have a happy trip!
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now the World Wide Weather.
In humanitarian news, Germany donates 9.5 million euros to Nepal. Of the total amount, 8.5 million euros will be used for solar home systems in rural areas, enabling villagers to have better access to electricity. The remainder of the funds will be utilized to support ongoing peace in the nation. For 2009 and 2010, Germany has pledged to contribute a total of 38.5 million euros to Himalayan nation. Our sincere appreciation, Germany, and God bless your generosity. May the gracious people of Nepal thrive evermore on a kind and sustainable planet.
In ecology news, organic farming in India province blossoms. In Shekhawate, in the northwestern state of Rajasthan, almost 15,000 farmers have transitioned to organic farming to reduce costs and improve food quality. The produce is being marketed around the country. The success of the sustainable method has given farmers incentive to set up small tourist resorts, including thatched huts and nature trails on their farms. It is estimated that the farmers save up to 30% by growing their grain and vegetables organically. Bravo, Shekhawate organic farmers, for choosing earth-friendly practices that are also economically beneficial. May the organic vegan diet be embraced by all for a happy, healthy, and long-lasting world. Up next on Noteworthy News, animal experts report on the rich emotional lives of our co-inhabitants. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. More heartwarming news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, effective news for a balanced world. In animal news, affection flourishes between our co-inhabitants. Ms. Jenny Brown, co-founder of the Woodstock Farm Animal Sanctuary in the state of New York, told of two ducks that were reunited after a period of separation. They clearly expressed their delight at being together again. Ms. Brown also has witnessed a deep bond between a goat named Olivia and a calf named Dylan. The pair would graze together and sleep next to each other on opposite sides of a fence. Dr. Mark Beckhoff of the Ecology and Evolutionary Biology Department at the University of Colorado Boulder stated that science is recognizing that many animals are able to experience the full range of feelings of love. Dr. Beckhoff, author of The Emotional Lives of Animals, recommended being especially aware of our interactions with these gentle beings. Our heartfelt thankfulness, Ms. Jenny Brown and Dr. Mark Beckhoff, for highlighting the sensitivity of our animal friends. May we live in harmony and joy with all our loving and intelligent co-inhabitants.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Nigerian patois entitled Memory Test.
Three elderly men them day for doctor office for memory test. Doctor asked the first man, waiting be 3 times 3. 274. Nahim Baba reply. The doctor just rolled in eyes, look up for ceiling. Come say to the second man, now your turn. Waiting be 3 times 3. Tuesday. Nahim the second man reply. The doctor shaking head sadly. Then come ask the third man, okay, now your turn. Waiting be 3 times 3. 9. The third man reply. That's great. Doctor come say, how you take get them? Bobo says simple, just subtract 274 from Tuesday.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I take this opportunity to encourage the Supreme Master for her deeds to alleviate suffering in the world by helping people in need and for the love that she shares with all beings on the planet. Francois from Douala, Cameroon. Vegetarian and loyal viewer of Supreme Master Television.
Supporter Francois, so good to hear from you. We are truly blessed to have Supreme Master Ching Hai on our earth at this time. We pray each global citizen heeds her wise and compassionate words, urging us to get out of this present planetary danger by adopting the low emissions vegan diet. With heaven's grace to you and all the God-loving people of Cameroon.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May the light and love of the Providence bless your every day. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following the formal establishment of diplomatic relations, the Russian government announces that its office in the Vatican will be established as a full-fledged embassy.
Leaders from the National United Front for Democracy Against Dictatorship and Thai Prime Minister Apisit Wichachua have agreed to meet for discussions with the goal of diplomatic resolution and national unity.
His Royal Highness Prince Charles of the United Kingdom and Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, conclude their Central European tour in the Czech Republic, where they visit with President Václav Klaus and his wife at the Prague Castle and Gardens.
The UN is continuing to assist over 800 families of the Ugandans displaced in recent landslides with food aid and children's recreation kits from UNICEF.
During talks with a European parliamentary delegation, North Korean ambassador to Britain, Ya Song Nam, announces that his country is willing to return to six-party talks.
Saudi Arabia's Minister of Finance, Dr. Ibrahim bin Abdulaziz Al Assaf, meets with Maldives Vice President Mohammed Wahid Hassan Maniku to discuss enhanced cooperation between their countries.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon visits the Palestinian West Bank, where he calls for a halt to regional Israeli settlements, along with a restarting of peace negotiations.
Australian researchers report the vast ancient desert plains of Australia's Strzelecki and Sturt Stony Deserts resemble images of Mars and may be beneficial for studies to increase our understanding of the planet.
The Sacramento County Animal Control of California, USA, remarks that through the observation and kind deeds of strangers, several dogs that were cruelly discarded in trash have been rescued to be readied for adoption into caring homes.
Following a February 2010 truce between the Yemeni government and a northern Zaidi Shiite group, President Ali Abdullah Saleh of Yemen affirms that a six-year conflict has concluded in peace.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.